Shit, it's the motherfucking crazy one. Woo! As the decade comes to an end, this will be my last podcast of the year. About to hit that new year. Gonna hit the ground running. Got all my peoples. You know what I'm saying? I got my brothers from the SLA Network. You know how we do, man. We gets down like that. I love my brothers. Love them to death. You know, if it wasn't for them, I'd probably be really spazzing out on folks daily. Man, excuse me. But for the opportunity of me to join this wonderful group of men, and also the beautiful ladies of Speak Up JV, you know. Man, it's a blessing to me. Blessing in disguise. Because all my peoples know, especially my boys know, that I tend to just go off the wall sometimes. But, you know, they bring me back down to earth. You know, we gotta, man. We got a lot of things going on, everyone. We're going to have some merchandise for y'all coming real soon. We're about to be truly legit in this podcast business. I'm telling you, it's going to be real. All we ask is y'all just press play. It's free. Anchor gave us a platform to make this happen. Shout outs to Anchor. You can catch all of us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. There's several more. Can't remember them all off the top of my head, but, you know, that's just the gist of them. You know, we're trying to expand as far as we can go. No limit. You know, I'm an 80s baby born into the 90s. All we know is grind, grind, grind. You know what I'm saying? Nothing against the younger ones in our group, but there's a different mindset, man. As 80s babies, we just don't care about waiting around for people to give us things. No, man, we just gonna grind, grind, grind. You either with us or you against us. No hard feelings. You know what I'm saying? Man. We all gonna eat. Regardless. If you get left behind, hey, you still gonna eat. You just not gonna be eating at my plate. Or my table. You know? But we in this podcast game. It's like us. We grinding so hard. The realness of this is we eating soup with a fork. That lets you know how hungry we are. All my brothers in the SLA Network, that's what we do. We eating soup with a fork. Yeah. Just had to express my true feelings for my brothers. I give praise to y'all. You know, but I pray about all of us all the time. Yeah, I got a terrible mouth. You know, I ain't nobody perfect. We gonna sin regardless. But the good Lord know my intentions. He know they're not bad intentions. So, that being said, 2020 right around the corner, y'all better get ready, because it's game time. We coming for everybody. And that's no pun intended. No, fuck it. It's a pun intended. We coming for everybody. That's how confident I feel with my brothers. We coming for everybody. Oh, excuse me. Don't let me forget the sisters, too. My brothers and sisters. We coming for everybody. Merch coming soon. Business cards coming soon. Yes, it's about that time. I'm speaking into existence every single day. We coming for everybody. No hard feelings. No hard feelings at all. But as I see it, you're on the opposite side of us. We can make it together. Some of y'all podcasts has been up in the game for a minute. But let me tell you, you got some young juggernauts coming for you. Hey, it's on. All the way from whatever you want to call it, man. It's on. Since I'm out here in Georgia, I'm going to say it like this. Hey, shawty. We coming for y'all. There it is. My guys, breaking news. Jerry Jones, you're meeting with Jason Garrett today. Man, it's time to let him go, man. We don't need this redhead, Opie Taylor looking scary behind dude on the sidelines anymore. It's time to let this gingerbread looking ass dude go, man. No more. 10 years. No Super Bowl wins, barely making the playoffs or losing the first round, get put out, win a couple of NFC championships, you know, and yeah, we ain't produced. He hasn't produced. Wait, I don't think we won any NFC championships, have we? Well, we may not. Anyway, that's how messed up my brain is, because Jason Garrett's unsuccessful coaching regimen is terrible. Dude got my head all discombobulated right now because he hasn't produced anything with all this talent we've had for the last 10 years. Oh, fun fact. Since people want to say that we call ourselves the America's team. No. We didn't start that. Y'all might want to go do your history. Back in the early 50s or maybe 60s, man, an announcer gave us that dang America's Team nickname. We didn't do that. Not at all. But you know what? It's like a gift and a curse because, yeah, we're like the most hated team in the NFL because of that dang nickname. We really haven't lived up to it in a while. Jason Garrett, 10 years coaching Dallas Cowboys. You're meeting with Jerry Jones today. Jerry Jones, do the right thing. As in Spike Lee, let this man go. Slice and dice his ass and get him up out of here. We don't need him no more. Stop being soft. You treating this dude like he's one of your grandkids, man. No. Let him go. Yeah, like Frozen. Let it go. Yeah, he's an it to me right now because he ain't never done nothing for us, man. No scary butt walking up and down the sidelines. No, man. Jerry, let him go. Let him go. Ooh, as I stated earlier, this decade is coming to an end. what is everybody gonna be doing for New Year's, man? I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna be doing. I'm gonna be sitting here chilling, sipping on this lean. You know what I'm saying? They say it's bad for your health. That's only if you're doing it a lot. I only do it on special occasions. Since I'm gonna be at the house by myself, I'm gonna sip on this lean and be thinking about how we gonna take this throne from folks in 2020, because SLA Network is here to stay, people. We coming for everybody. So, you know, I'm gonna be sitting here leaning, swerving, switching lanes, jamming my DJ Screw, Ace Town, hold it down all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Might throw in some little DSR. Mr. Pookie, Mr. Lucci, man, I'm going to bring the new year in by myself, leaning. Yes, sir. But, you know, it'd be nice to hear what everybody else is going to be doing, because my mindset is I'm going to get this schedule, plan things out today. You know, I'm going to be a little, you know, out there. But I'm going to be at home, not going to be out in the streets where I can harm myself or anybody else. So I'm sitting at the house, sipping. I'm going to be here writing, too. Thinking of a master plan with my brothers so we can all just succeed. That's all we want to do is succeed. And let the world hear our voices. You know? That's what we're about. We're going to bring it. We're going to bring it. Y'all better be ready. It's coming. Yes. We here. Yes, sir. 10 toes down. Yes, sir. Man, this is amazing. But yeah, everybody, y'all have a wonderful, safe New Year's celebration. We made it. We made it at the end of the decade, man. We made it. Starting a new one. 2020 twin. Nigga. Yeah. Already, people. It's about to go down. Shouts out to all my brothers and my sisters on the network, man. You know, we got this. We gonna eat together. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is above the other. I don't care how many likes you get, how many plays you get. We a family. Nobody's above the other. As long as we keep that tight knit like that, we straight. We all gonna eat. We gonna build each other up. 2020, that's what we all about. So, with that being said, everybody, just rock it out. 2020 is ours. One love from the crazy one.